This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, April 23rd. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, we'll have an interview with the incoming president of Eastern Illinois University. He's William Perry from Texas A&M. We'll also get a forecast from meteorologist Ed Kieser. First, a look at our local news. Electric rates in Illinois rose at the start of the year for the first time in a decade, but for some people, the hike was steeper than expected. That prompted an outcry to bring them back down. Amanda Vinicky gives us an update on the issue.
The Illinois House recently approved rolling back Ameren and Commonwealth Edison's rates to last year's levels and keeping them there for 3 years. Late last week, the state Senate acted on a similar plan. In a move called a sham, Democratic leaders used a parliamentary maneuver to strip ComEd from the measure, but approved a one-year freeze for Ameren. Both chambers need to agree on the same measure before it can head to the governor's desk. In the meantime, almost 4 months after rates increased, customers are still paying those higher prices. There are other ideas. Some say the best option would be to take up utilities offers to give breaks to hardest-hit customers. The Speaker of the House wants to create a state-run power authority that could purchase, sell, and even generate electricity. And the Illinois Attorney General is pursuing legal avenues to bring down rates. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Dutch bank ABN AMRO has agreed to sell off Chicago-based LaSalle Bank. Bank of America will be the buyer. The sale price, $21 billion. The Wall Street Journal's website reports ABN's sale of LaSalle Bank is part of a separate deal in which Britain's Barclays PLC will buy ABN for more than $80 billion. The newspaper reports the boards of ABN and Bank of America have met to approve the deal, which may need approval from shareholders and U.S. regulators. LaSalle has more than 400 branches in Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan. The sale would help Bank of America fill in a gap in its U.S. operations. Bank of America and LaSalle's combined operation would surpass longtime market leader J.P. Morgan Chase, which has more than 15% of Chicago-area deposits. A Texas company is working to allay public concerns about its contract with the Army to incinerate chemical waste from the deadly VX nerve agent shipped from western Indiana. Veolia Environmental Services will hold an open house today to explain the project and give people a tour of its facilities in Port Arthur, Texas. The company received its first shipments of VX hydrolysate last week in trucks from Vermilion County, Indiana's Newport Chemical Depot, where the VX was destroyed in chemical reactors. Earlier this month, the Army finalized a $49 million contract for Veolia to incinerate about 2 million gallons of the chemical waste over the next 3 years. A Veolia official says the project presents no public risk, but a local group plans to meet today to organize a protest against the disposal project. Critics cite the dangers of the material and its transportation. Sex offenders are only allowed in a school if they have a child attending, and then only after close supervision in the state of Illinois. They're also prohibited from obtaining certain jobs that put them in contact with children. As Krista Kukowski reports, one more restriction could be added.
While convicted sex offenders are allowed to vote after they get out of prison, some polling places are located within school buildings. That creates a problem, some lawmakers say. The Illinois House has passed a measure requiring offenders to go to the county office and vote. While they could use the absentee ballots, the legislation would require a county to have a worker available in the office on election day. But Democratic Representative Corrine Gordon of Coal City says lawmakers could be infringing on a constitutional right.
I understand that we want to protect our children from these offenders. We want to protect them from coming into a school. But when you approach the constitutional right to vote and to potentially restrict that right, it's questionable.
Supporters say the plan won't deny convicted sex offenders the right to vote. It just limits where they can vote. I'm Krista Kukowski.
The Illinois House has refused to change state law to better accommodate those who want to officially switch their gender. Amanda Vinicky has that story.
Right now, someone who undergoes a sex change operation can subsequently have his or her birth certificate updated. But Representative John Fritchie says not everyone who wants it can have surgery. That's why the Chicago Democrat says Illinois should change state law and permit those who switch gender via hormone therapy to likewise be able to get their new gender designated on their birth record.
This is not that big a deal. except for the people that it affects.
However, a Republican lawmaker says that the issue even is up for debate is evidence that legislators are losing their minds. Another House member, Republican Bill Black of Danville, said just because someone wants to sweat or shave less, go by a new name, or dress differently, shouldn't mean they can legally change their sex.
I don't know what all is involved. Maybe you went somewhere and a voodoo doctor said you were now a man where you had been a woman.
Black says he didn't mean to make light of the issue and says that he believes the measure would make the standard for changing legal records too vague. The proposal failed, getting only half the required votes. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
For the latest newscast online, go to will.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. Earlier this month, Eastern Illinois University selected William Perry, an administrator with Texas A&M University, as its 10th president. Perry's a native of Missouri who remained in the region through college. His degrees include two from the University of Illinois. But Perry says a return to the Midwest after 36 years in Texas was simply looked upon as a bonus. AM 580's Jeff Bossert spoke with Perry about what appealed to him about EIU and the challenges he'll face.
I wanted to be part of an institution, first of all, where people value personal relationships, and second of all, where they want to be the best of their type. It's a master's comprehensive university, and they want to be best of class, and they want to be first choice for the students who come there. And there are a lot of students for whom Eastern is a first choice because of the quality of the programs, because of family histories, and all those sorts of factors. But when you've got people who have a can-do attitude, they care about each other, and they want to be the best, that's a pretty powerful combination. And I felt like through the search process, we found that our values lined up. So we've come to the point where they wanted me to be the president, and I was happy to accept. And so I'm going to be on the job July 1st.
I know you'd indicated you wanted to take some time in your final months there to take vacation and tour the campus up here. What did you see? Things that obviously appealed to you, but there are probably some challenges before you as well that you're ready to roll up your sleeves and go after.
Well, the challenges at any university are similar in many respects in terms of, certainly for public institutions, and in terms of higher education funding from the state, you know, working on that. Many more public institutions now have tuition-setting authority, and I know that's the case there in Illinois. We do have in Illinois, the truth in tuition. That may not be exactly what it's called, but when you pay the same tuition for 4 years once you enter as a freshman. And so making sure that you're providing the quality of education that the people of the state deserve within the resources available. And then, of course, the president has to be working on raising money from other sources, you know, alumni and friends of the university. The faculty of the university are, of course, instrumental in getting grants and contracts and those sorts of things. So I think that also for universities that have been around as long as Eastern Illinois University, you have to make sure that your physical plant is being paid attention to in terms of deferred maintenance and those kind of issues. And I know that, there's been a lot of progress made recently at Eastern Illinois and in all of these areas. And that's due to a really strong team working together and to the current president and his leadership.
What have you seen as far as the funding formula with regard to state dollars? Have you had a chance to look at how you'll have to lobby on Eastern's behalf?
Well, I think that always, the president of the university has to stand four square behind the highest quality education for the students. We've got to be the best we can be in that regard. And so all of our efforts in terms of working with the legislature and others has to focus on how we are using the resources to benefit the education of the students, to build the quality of the faculty, to build the quality of that interaction between students and faculty. That's first and foremost. And it does require resources. And I think also in Illinois, it's my understanding that the presidents of the different universities do meet. They talk with each other, and so we're united in common cause. At the same time, of course, we're going to be advocates for the unique needs of our own institutions. So although I'm familiar with the way things work in Texas in terms of the state capitol and the legislature and that sort of thing, surely Illinois is going to be different in some respects. But I think in the final analysis, what it comes down to is trust. I mean, sooner or later, when you're working with legislators and committees and so forth at the state level, you have to have built some trust so that when you bring the needs of your institution, they'll know that you're making an honest statement of those needs.
New Eastern Illinois University President William Perry spoke with AM 580's Jeff Bossert. Perry currently serves as the Provost and Vice President for Academic Affairs at Texas A&M University. He'll replace retiring EIU President Lou Henkin on July 1st. The weather is changing this week. We have a mix of clouds and sun in our forecast today. It'll be windy. A few scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible, mainly in northern Illinois and across Indiana, and most numerous during the afternoon. Meteorologist Ed Kieser says our highs will range from around 70 in the far north to around 80 in the far south. For tonight, in the north and in central Illinois, partly to mostly cloudy. In central Indiana and the south, cloudy with a few scattered showers, and lows from 45 in the north to around 60 south. In western and southern Illinois tomorrow, as well as southwest Indiana, clouds with showers and thunderstorms arriving. Elsewhere, just mostly cloudy, and highs ranging from around 60 near Lake Michigan to 77 in the far south, with a cooling trend through the week. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, April 23rd. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, The Afternoon Magazine, Agricultural Programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.